Got a lot going on. We had a great weekend. We were not in Tifton. We were in the big town of Lilburn, Georgia this past weekend. Tell them a little bit about it.
That's right. And there was a NPC workshop, National Physique Committee workshop, and seminar. And so, you know, there were promoters, judges, athletes, competitors.
Over 200 competitors were at that event, Jim.
Vendors. It was a major event. And some of these competitors were able to get tips for anything from diet and nutrition to posing and just a wealth of information to help them get ready for upcoming shows.
Absolutely, they were. And it was a busy, busy day. And I was so glad that we got to go and see all the hustle and bustle and what is happening in the Georgia NPC. Got a lot of great shows coming up this year. And we got the new Southern Muscle Guide that will tell any bodybuilder, anybody that is interested in bodybuilding, all about what is happening in Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama bodybuilding.
Right. Got a full schedule, you know, dates, locations, contact information for the promoters. It's a very useful tool there.
It certainly is. And, of course, if you're looking for a Southern Muscle Guide, it is a free publication. I've already placed them at Crunch Fitness here in Valdosta. I've already placed them at Wintersville Fitness in Valdosta here. And I've placed some in Tifton at Anytime Fitness. I'll be placing some other ones at Destiny Fitness and other gyms across the southeast down here. So it is a free publication, great articles. And on the front cover is our 5-time Miss Olympia, Miss Sydney Gillian. She's 5-time Miss Olympia. So you might want to stop by and pick one of these issues up.
And, yeah, a lot of good articles, and it's just a real quality publication.
It certainly is. And it'll just – a lot of great articles in it, too. I read it on the way home, and it had a lot of great information in it. Want to say hello to Sam McCord and Tracy Ward and Robin McDaniel. How are you? Thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk. But, Jim, we have got something very, very exciting that just happened. And our Fit Talk hard copy calendar is finally here. And people, if you want a copy of this Fit Talk calendar, you can give us a call. It's got some great, beautiful people. It ranges ages from 19 to 69 years old are on this calendar.
Right. And several of them are right here and from this area, South Georgia area, but also, you know, different parts of the United States, anywhere from New Mexico to Florida to where else?
Texas and Louisiana. Yeah. So we have Fit Talk magazine. If you are in, not magazine, Fit Talk calendar. If you would like to have one, they are $10. You can give us a call here and or message me on Facebook or Messenger, and you can have a Fit Talk calendar, our first big publication. But speaking of Fit Talk magazine, it's going to come out March the 1st, and I'm very excited about that as well, Jim.
Yeah, that's just a few days.
Just a few days, and Fit Talk magazine will be available. So that's what's been happening with us. And but we've got a little bit of extra news, too. We're going to be next week. Where are we going, Jim?
Oh, well, we will be up north in the nation's capital.
We will be in Washington, D.C. next week. So excited about that, our little trip there. And going with the Tift Area Academy 8th grade group to chaperone them.
That's right. Looking forward to that. And I know it's going to be a fun trip.
I think it will be, too. But tonight, we've got a very exciting show. One of our members that is on our Fit Talk calendar, Michael Ives, we call him Brock Man, is going to be calling in. This gentleman has so many accolades. He has done over 100 bodybuilding shows in his career, Jim. And we've got a picture of Brock Man coming up here. I posted it on Facebook. Brockman is 64 years young.
64, and he's got at least 100 bodybuilding competitions under his belt. We first met Brockman in Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center.
Yes.
And that was at the Georgia Championships. That was at the Georgia Championships. And at the time, that was number 90. Do you remember 90-something?
97, I believe.
97.
97, yeah. Bodybuilding show. Yeah. He lives, eats, and breathes bodybuilding. He promotes us all. He promotes competitors, promoters, everybody. And he's just a great individual. And, of course, he's going to tell us our subject tonight is about, as we're aging, how do we stay fit? What can we do? You know, the trials of staying fit as we get older, I guess.
We'll have fitness tips for seniors,
basically. Right.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll be knowledgeable in that area. And, you know, a lot of promoters, once they heard his story that, you know, he was approaching 100 competitions, a lot of promoters wanted him to say, hey, come to my show. Let my show be your 100th. And so he had several to choose from. But, hey, you know what? He went to Hawaii for his 100th show.
For the Sean Ray Classic out there. So, but we're going to be talking to Brockman soon. But I want to give a big shout out to Lane Jones. Lane, how are you? Thank you for joining us live on Facebook tonight. Good to put a face with a name. And I'm Maria. This is my husband, Jim. And Lane is going to be coming down and maybe competing himself and bringing a group of people from the Alabama area. And Lane is one of our first people that have submitted his pictures for the 2023 Fit Talk calendar. And Lane, here it is. If you didn't see it earlier, here is the Fit Talk calendar for 2022. So thank you for that. We've got several that have already submitted pictures. So I'm just excited about that new calendar coming up. But thank you for joining us today, Lane. Charles Clark, where have you been? We've been missing you. We've been missing you,
That's
Charles.
Right. That's right.
Jim asked me that. Well, where has Charles Clark been? So hope you've been well, Charles, because we have missed you. But, you know, Brockman's going to be calling in. And, you know, Jim, we're not spring chickens, and we are still trying to stay fit, though. But it is getting harder as we get older.
Well, you know, there are special challenges. I mean, and we'll talk about some of those. But, you know, just one, for example, that's hit home, you know, for me is you don't bounce back quite as quickly from an injury or a surgery, right?
No, you don't. And I know, you know, it's hard. It's hard. And, you know, I'm not going to say that that's easy and that, you know, you're going to bounce back in 2 months or 3 months or 6 months. It's just a daily process now to try to eat better, stay at the gym, keep the weight off, and keep from injuring yourself.
As a matter of fact, I wrote an article for the upcoming magazine, for
Fit
Talk magazine, and it was how to stay fit and sane, you know, when you can't work out, when you're recovering from a surgery or from an injury. And
we both understand what that is all about.
And I submitted that article to Maria, and she said, "Oh, this is good." She said, "What's your source of information? Where'd you get this?" I said, "From life."
That's what he said. He said, "I got this information from life." But you know, it's funny.
I've been living it for the last 4 months.
Well, now you understand how I've been feeling for the last 3.5 years. And you know, when I was in the hospital and couldn't get out of the bed and couldn't do anything, now you get how I was feeling.
Yes, yeah. And you know, obviously, yeah, you've had some long-term health issues, but, you know, you have battled through it, and you get in the gym or on the bike or, you know, whatever the workout is for the day, you know, you do it when you can, as much as you can. Some days you can't, but when you can, you can. And that's the key right there, you know.
That's the key.
Do what you can.
You're absolutely right. I am going to give a big shout-out to Brittany Justice. I'm sore today because of her. So, Brittany, if you're listening or over there at Wintersville Fitness, she gave me a really good workout yesterday. It was really a fitness assessment, she said. It was a workout.
So, she tricked you.
She tricked me. It was a workout. A fitness assessment, I don't think so. But anyway, or maybe it's just because I was that bad out of shape. But anyway, my abs were sore today because she was telling me to suck it in. The second I was doing those planks, and so it was hard. So, but I felt good when I left, and I went today. So there you go. did my little workout today. So, well, we're going to take a commercial break, Jim, and then we're going to be right back. I've missed everybody last Thursday, so glad everyone is joining us tonight. And maybe we'll have some more people join us here in just a minute. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And I think we have Brockman on the line. Do we have you on the line, Brockman? Well, we do not. Brockman, if you're watching, please go ahead and give us, I think, here he calls right now. Let's see if I can get him on the camera. I don't know if I can or not. Let's see if I can.
Can you get me on the camera?
I don't know. I'll see if I can.
You want me to do the FaceTime camera on my phone?
I don't know.
All right. And we, by the way, we did see Michael Ives, Brockman, this past weekend. He was at the NPC seminar. And one of the best things about these events is you get to see a lot of friends. And we certainly ran into a lot of our friends. And Brockman was there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brockman. Thank you for calling in. How are you tonight?
All right, we're trying to get you on the camera here. We'll see. I've added you. I've requested to add you to the camera, Brockman. Can you add?
So, once again, Brockman.
Here we go.
All right. Hey, how are you? It's
ready for the Brockman breakdown, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here we are right here on Fit Talk Radio. Well, first of all, have you seen your lovely self in print? I know you've seen yourself on online, but here you are on print. Look at there. Here's the.
And you know what? You know, it's funny because I was thinking today I'm in work and I'm like shaking and I'm like, you know, can I do this? like, can I do an interview? I mean, you know, it's just crazy. You know what? It's funny because, you know, I met you guys probably in 21 at the Georgia State.
That's
right. I don't know what, you know what, when you see all these vendors at shows, you know, you stop and see some people. I kind of stop at everybody, but I don't know what drew me over to you. It's probably because I listened to your show before I even knew you were there. So I was surprised. I said, "Whoa, Fit Talk Radio," it's weird how God brings people together. And I truly believe He brought us together that day because I could have easily just missed you and walked right by, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here tonight.
I absolutely believe that that God brings people together. And Jim even mentioned that at church the Saturday after we saw you and the great experience that we had, didn't we?
Right. That's one of our favorite things. I was just saying earlier on the radio, Brock, man, when we go to these events is seeing old friends and meeting new people. You never know who you're going to meet. But almost every time we go to one of these events, you know, we meet someone who inspires us, and hopefully we inspire somebody else.
I get it every day. I mean, I get it every day. I don't look at myself. I look at everybody else who I can somehow put them up there on a pedestal for their hard work and their sacrifice, because I feel everybody should be able to get to that platform.
Well, you're a great promoter yourself because you promote everybody, and you did a great job doing that for all the promoters at the Georgia NPC. Wow. Jim and I were just floored that you did that.
What'd you think about my Brockman breakdown video this morning that was posted?
I didn't see it yet.
Well, when you get a chance, you know, because I think, you know, because that 100 show and Sean Ray show was the end of my career in bodybuilding, except I'm going to the Masters Nationals.
Good for you.
You know, I'm going to try to get the IFBB Pro card. So I'm giving myself 3 years. That's it. Not 5, not 10, you know, 3 years. If it comes, it comes. If the Lord allows me to have it, He'll allow me to have it. And so there's not going to be all these shows, 7 shows a year. I'm not kidding you. You know, just walking around, I had so many people, and I'd do your show without a heartbeat. But with that being said, I'm going to be there working the show. So that's even better.
Thank you. Thank you, Brockman. We appreciate that. And hey, you will inspire hundreds, if not thousands of people. And we appreciate you coming and supporting us. So thank you so much.
You guys, for what you guys do, the people that are in the calendar, you know, and that's another thing I would like a big shout out to everybody that made the calendar for 21, that, you know, they could, like you said, they all come from all walks of life. There's not bodybuilding. It's, you know, people that have different jobs, different religions, different everything. And that's what I love about, you know, about your talk show. And I tell people all the time, but you know what? You can tell the horse where the water is, and that sometimes they just don't go there and quench your thirst. But, you know, I just love hearing the different stories and how people uplift themselves from, you know, maybe depression or different things. You know what I mean? I mean, your and Jim's stories are, when I heard your story, what you've gone through, that's as inspiring as it comes. You know, and, you know, I think about, you know, you lost your mom. I lost my mom. And I hear it every day from people because I used to think it was just me, you know. And I started hearing different people. And I said, Mike, it's not just you. This is part of life. You know, you really don't know it. It don't sink in, you know. I think I'm still suffering from losing my brother last year, you know. I don't show it. Because I know life goes on and we're all going to go someday, you know. But I got to do everything I can do to make people. I just love the way you guys put some people up there. You know what I mean? You put us all in a certain, you know. I mean, like I said, if I never met you guys, I would have never been here talking to you guys. I would have never been on the calendar. And I want to see other people make that venture. You know, that's what I was trying to do when I was connected with doing shows and all. my thing was being backstage and trying to grab just a typical competitor and letting them know that, you know what, you know, you're a champion. You know, you're great at what you're doing, you know, because you want these folks to come back. You don't want them to get a bad taste because they didn't walk home with a trophy. And I've been there. I know what it feels like. And, you know, I don't think the smaller competitor doesn't get, you know, some of the recognition. I mean, the promoters do unbelievable at bringing the best to the table. But sometimes there ain't awards for everybody, and you got to work hard to get it, you know. And I got to tell them my story sometimes, you know, that my first 20 shows, you know, I didn't go home with a trophy or a medal.
Really? And, is that true? Your first 20 shows, you got nothing?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
A lot of tears, a lot of crying, a lot of looking up at the sky now, and saying, why?
Tell everybody how old you are, Brockman.
I'll be 65 on March 8th. On March 8th, I'll be 65. And, you know, I've outlived my dad. I've outlived my older brother. I feel really blessed. I still got to get to March 8th to make that official. But, you know, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, as many people want me to change, I can't. I just got to keep doing what I'm doing because, you know what, I've done it my way. Like Frank Sinatra says, you know, he did it his way, you know, and, I think my way has kept me out of the doctor's office for the most part, and my belief in the Lord has given me just incredible. I owe it all to Him. Honest to God, I owe everything that I have to Him and my mom. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people our age out there, and I say our age because I'm 63. We'll be 63 this year, so. You know, they're looking at you and you're doing these shows. You've got muscle. You're feeling good. You just said you don't go to the doctor that much. What could you tell these people that are couch potatoes that want to give up at our age? What can you do to encourage? What can you say to them to encourage them?
Well, you know what? When I look back when I was, I want to say really nothing as an individual. I just can't. I finally got tired of just existing, you know, and I even thought as a young man about, like, what is my purpose in life? You know what I mean? Like, why am I here? Am I here just to eat my breakfast, lunch, and dinner and go to work and come home and that's it? You know, I thought about that today. My mind goes it thinks about more content for different things. How can I excel in media and all that stuff? And that's what I'm leaning to. But what can I say? Like on that, boy, you know, when I used to drink and party and go to nightclubs on the weekend, I finally got tired. And I wasn't an alcoholic. I love dancing. But what comes with dancing is alcohol. Right. And of course, I dance like a wild man when I get some alcohol in me. But when I
know somebody else
who
does that.
Yeah, when I finally gave up clubbing. And said, I need to be something. And then when my first child came along, I said to myself, I need to be an example to him. And I need to stop doing some of the things that I do. And that was the only way, because I want him to be proud of his dad as he gets older. And that's what I did. So, and I gave up everything. I gave up, I mean, the sacrifice, I wouldn't want to tell like the typical person that feels like, my brother died at 525 pounds, and every day I felt like I could still help him. Every day in my life, I felt like I could still help him, and I can turn even 525 down 300. But you got to want to do it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And it's when I mentor a lot of young kids, I tell them, even the kids that I work with, that are 20 years old, 21 years old, and, you know, they may think at their job, but I see other things in them, and I got to let them know that, because maybe there's someone that's not telling them that they got something good, you know, and maybe
Absolutely.
That's something you should pursue. Yeah. And so, you know, I do that all the time. And
what do they think about you and you lifting weights and looking like you do?
You know, it makes me blush. You know, I had an older guy, this guy's on his street, this is 2 weeks ago, I go in this thrift store the other day, and the guy, you know, and I, you know, I'm in a tank top sometimes, but, you know, the zipper's down. He's looking at me, goes, can I ask you how old you are? And by me looking at him, he appears to be in his late 50s or maybe early 60s. I said, oh, I'll be 65 in a couple of weeks. He says, oh, damn. He says, you're my hero.
You're a lot of people's hero. That's why you're on this calendar, because you're a lot of people's hero, Brockman.
He busts me up. He says, you're my hero. I says, no. I say, heroes are police officers. Heroes are firemen. Heroes are teachers. Heroes are mom and dad. They should be your heroes. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's weird because, you know what, when you're young, another thing I was thinking the other day, I reminisce a lot, you know, about, you know, those who have passed away. And my brother was always right. My mom was always right. And I always thought they were wrong. But you know what? They both were always right on the tee. And why did it take my entire life to figure it out? You know, I mean, my older brother used to say, you're so damn hard-headed. You know,
and it's amazing. You know, it's amazing how much smarter our parents get the older we get. Right. Yeah. The older we get, we realize, hey, you know, they're actually pretty smart.
Yeah. You know, and I always tell people, if the Lord wanted to take me today, I have been blessed a million times, you know, and it all comes from when I finally decided to work for him. I didn't know what it meant. And I've always been attached to God because I grew up as a Catholic, went to Catholic school. My mom always sent us to, you know, but I wasn't into learning the Bible and the religion and all that stuff. And I strayed away from it. You know, it's funny how but I knew what the purpose of him was. Like I had a young guy in work one day, has no religion. You know, he hates a lot of different things. And, you know, he said to me, how can you pray to someone that's not there, that's not real? You know, I said, you know what? I said, if you ever gave yourself a chance, you know, to do what I do and work for him, things will happen for you. You won't wake up moody and grouchy. You won't wake up looking like the world is, you know, how you must project it. I wake up every day blessed. I look at the things he has provided for me and I say, wow, you know, and it's, if I told you it's 14 feet by 53 feet, that's what I live in. 14 feet, it's 900 square feet. But you know what? It's the most space I've ever had in my life. And I look, until this day, I look at it all and I say, wow, thank you, Lord, for giving me a roof over my head. And because there's so many people that don't have nothing, you know,
absolutely.
And they're grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know what? You know, give yourself a chance. I always tell a lot of these young folks who aren't attached, you know, I said, you know, I can remember I was living down in Florida and I had a church right next to my mobile home park. And when I moved in there, I said, wow, yeah, I'm going to go to church every day. Never went to church for 15 years. That church, all I had to do was walk out a gate and there it was. So something critical happened in my life. And I'm not kidding you. If God didn't get my clothes on at 6 o'clock in the morning and take me through that gate into that church to the back pew where I cried my eyes out, and everything that was going on in my life in 1 week was gone. Honest to God, it was all gone. And that, I was 47 years old. That was a long time ago. And like I said, he's always been there, but I never dedicated my entire life to him. So when I do something wrong, I know the cameras are watching. You know what I mean? In my life, everybody else has a different perspective. And, you know, I don't know how some people even wake up every day. I really don't. Because you know what? We all are here for a purpose. And it ain't hard to figure it out, you know, because, well, it was for me because my brother said I was stubborn. You know what I mean? He was knocking at my door constantly. I always thought I was nuts and I had this crazy intuition. It wasn't an intuition. It was him. It was him saying, Mike,
right.
Answer
yes.
The door, you know?
Absolutely.
I finally answered, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, I mean, when I answered that door, I've been dedicated to him. And now I'm going to sin. We live in a sinful world. You know, I used to wear 15 crosses around my neck. Honest to God. I used to have all these crosses. I love crosses. I collect crosses. I used to have all these crosses. I had a lady come up to me one day. She goes, "Why do you got so many crosses?" And I said, "Look around you. You've got nothing but sin, you know? I mean, there's everybody, you know, they want to take you down, you know? And I need all the protection I can have, you know?"
Yeah.
But I started taking them off. Now I just wear one, you know? But I'm proud of my religion, and I hope everybody else has somebody that they can trust in and believe in and pray to. And if it wakes them every day and keeps them in a good mood, look, we all have a lot of problems. You know what I mean? We all go through death. We all go. I can remember having money in my pocket. I can remember living in my van for almost a year, you know? So, you know, I've been there.
Well, we love how you are very open and very willing to share your faith and to share your outlook. And every time we see you, you're just so positive. And you encourage people. You're a great ambassador for the sport of bodybuilding, as well as a great ambassador for the Lord.
Well, I think you're just a great inspiration for anybody at any age, but certainly, and I hate to call us seniors, but we are. And I mean, this ought to inspire somebody to get up off the couch, to move their body. I mean, you look at you. I hear more compliments on you, Brock, man. You look wonderful in that blue shirt on the calendar. People, that's why I put everybody's age on the calendar, because I wanted people to know, and I didn't want it to just be a beautiful people in their 20s calendar. I wanted it to be a calendar that had all types of people in it, and
yeah,
all ages.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm very, very proud of this product. And so we're so proud of you for being part of our Fit Talk family. We've loved you. You're on our calendar. You'll be in Fit Talk magazine coming out. Your picture will be in there too as well. And just what a great inspiration you are, have been to me and Jim, and you are to others. So we thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Well, you know, I'm always there for you. You know, all you got to do is give me the call.
Well,
I'm always there.
We're looking forward to having you with us at the NPC Night of the Gladiators. It's going to be a grand show.
It's going to be spectacular.
It is going to be fun and different. So we look forward to having you there with us. But thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Who knows? Who knows? I may put the trunks on that night. I'm going to bring them.
All right. Yeah.
Well, hey. Come on, whatever you want to do, we'll be right here.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you so much.
Jim and Maria.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Radio family. Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Michael Ives. We call him Brockman. That is his handle on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow him, and he is a great, great inspiration in his gym.
That's right. And, you could just... You know, almost see and feel the enthusiasm just dripping off of him the last time we saw him. And every time we see him, you know, he loves to talk about his experiences and everything that the sport has done for him and everything that his faith has done for him.
It really, his faith has carried him a long way, and he doesn't mind sharing it with everyone. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about, really some great fitness tips for older adults. I know you're not older, but you can listen to them, Jim.
I'm older than somebody.
That's right. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Costa Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And so, we've got older people. I know there's some older people watching. Tucker, how are you doing? And Rick Roberts, I'm glad you are doing better, Rick. Thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk Radio. And look at Crunch Fitness on the back of our Fit Talk calendar. Rick Roberts, what a great crew you have here in Valdosta, Georgia. They have the back page of the Fit Talk calendar.
Yeah, and speaking of the calendar, you know, I want to say one of our models, Joe Pereira from Florida, you know, he's dealing with some major health issues, so everyone just be praying for him. We're thinking about him and praying for Joe.
That's right. Please keep Joe in your prayers. Oh, do we have a caller, Mike?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
This is your lady. Hello, can you hear me?
We sure can. Good evening.
I just want to say this is the lady without the name.
That's all right. I thought I recognized you.
Well, I recognize you because I listen to you. I think you used to have a shop here, didn't you, at one time in Valdosta?
Long time ago. I worked here in the gym business.
Yeah, that's what somebody was telling me the other day when I mentioned something about listening to you on Thursday night. But it was good. I was just going to tell you that was a wonderful man you had on tonight to start. And that's all I have to say. And it's good. He really brings a smile to your face and lets you know the world's better.
That's right.
He does, doesn't he? And that's what he did that day, Jim, and I met him in Atlanta. He was just an inspiration to us, and we fell in love with Brockman. And he just has a great testimony. And just a great lifestyle.
It is, and the love in him just comes out, and love is so important to us. If we don't have it, we won't make it.
That's absolutely right, absolutely right. Thank you again so much for listening to us and joining us tonight.
Well, I just wanted you to know, have a great day, and bless you, both of you, very, very much.
And you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's always such a sweet caller, isn't she, Jim?
That's right, that's right. The lady with no name. Once been through the desert with a lady with no name. No, that was
yeah,
a horse with no
that
name.
Was a horse with no
okay.
name.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kurt Krause, how are you tonight? Thank you for joining us Facebook Live.
Well,
tell us how to get us in shape, Jim.
Maria, I found some good tips, fitness tips for older adults, and I got this from silversneakers.com. And just why don't you tell them just briefly a little bit about Silver Sneakers, what that is, because that's a great program.
Yes, it is. It's for seniors. And if you have the right coverage with your health insurance, they will pay for your gym membership. And I know Wintersville Fitness has Silver Sneakers, I believe. I don't know about Crunch here in town. I know Southern Bodies has it, and Tifton, Anytime Fitness has it. So I think maybe Destiny Fitness does have it too, and they have 13 locations here in South Georgia. So Silver Sneakers is a great, great program for senior adults, and it's a great way to get your membership paid for.
And one of their fitness tips is to open your mind, not your wallet. Of course, a lot of seniors are on a fixed income. Fitness does not have to be expensive. Find a class or a gym that you can attend and that you can pay for. It's in your budget. You know, and there's always the outdoors. You know, it doesn't have to be a gym. You know, Marie and I love the gym, but, you know, there's home fitness equipment. You can get outdoors. You can hike. You can bike. You can swim. You can play tennis. You can do a lot of things, and or even just get on YouTube and get some ideas watching YouTube videos about fitness to get some ideas.
And, Jim, there are so many videos out there nowadays that are free, giving videos on fitness, fitness tips, diets. So find somebody that you like to look at and that you like to follow, and follow their routines and do what you can do. Now, don't necessarily hurt yourself, please, but just do what you can do, whatever fitness level you're at.
And another tip is to be kind to yourself. If you are, you know, 50 or older, 60 or older, and you're all of a sudden just taking up a new activity, okay, be patient with yourself and be kind for yourself to yourself. It's going to take a little bit of time to master that skill, that sport, that activity,
yes,
to get your balance, to get your coordination. So, you know, be patient with yourself.
Absolutely. I know after my surgery and trying to come back, Jim, I wasn't that patient. You know, I was not patient with myself. And, you know, but I finally found a pace and learned to be kind to myself and don't get down just because I can't do it immediately. Yesterday I was huffing and puffing, you know, and, you know, I realize now that I've got to be slow. I've got to be kind to myself, and I've got to be patient.
If for whatever reason, injury, surgery, or whatever, if you do have to take 2 months off, 3 months off, you know, you're not going to jump right back in at the same level you were in 3 months earlier.
That's
now, you'll,
right.
You'll get there. The good news is you'll get there.
That's right. Rick Roberts, I'm watching you. I know you've been sick, and you, so don't jump back in there and hurt yourself. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, but us who have been in the fitness industry, Rick, you know, we think that we can just jump back in there. Well, you know, maybe we could have when we were 20 or 25 or 30 or 35. But as we age, so do our joints, tendons, ligaments, muscles. We have to take it slower. And we can still get there, but just at a little slower pace, just kind of like the turtle.
Right. And don't let, this is another tip, don't let minor soreness scare you. Keep going. If it's not actual pain from an injury, just a little soreness that's normal, work through that. You may feel some aches and pains after the first few times. That's just your body saying, hey, thanks for taking care of me.
But, I don't know if it's saying that on these abs today, Jim, but yeah.
But you do want to listen to your body and, you know the difference between soreness and actual pain.
Right, right. You know, you don't want sharp pain, but if you have a dull soreness or aching sort of kind of, then you know, probably that's just the soreness, you know, from moving a muscle that you haven't moved in a long time.
And sometimes you might need to modify either the range of movement or the weight or, you know, modify something if you need to. And, of course, choose the right gear.
Got to have the right clothing
for your activity.
Right.
That's right.
To breathe, or the right shoes.
Whether, yeah, the right shoes, you might need certain gloves. Maybe you need some kind of a knee brace or elbow brace, those kind of things. But, yeah, take care of yourself and have the right gear. Also remember that if it's just something you're doing for yourself, it's not a competition. Don't compare yourself to other members in that class, in the gym. Go at your own pace.
Absolutely. Go at your own pace.
And build a healthy habit. Make exercise part of your routine. Just like taking a shower or combing your hair is a habit. exercise needs to become a habit.
Well, and I've said this before, but you know, first it's a chore, and it is. Then it becomes a habit, and then it becomes a lifestyle. A lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want. You want it to become part of your lifestyle.
Use a calendar to plan your workouts. Put your fitness classes on your calendar, for example, so that those are as important as birthday reminders or doctor's appointments or anniversaries. And reward yourself. Reward yourself. You know.
Oh, I feel like I've done so good, then I need a reward, and then it's not the right one, that little mini Snickers bar.
Yeah, be careful. Don't reward yourself every time with a banana split from ice cream shop, right?
That's right.
Figure out what's a good, healthy reward for you. We have a caller.
Caller's on the air.
Yo, yo.
Hey, Miss Amy.
How we doing?
Great.
Fine, fit talk people.
Thank you for calling in. Amy Sutter, Miss Mojo Motivation.
What you talking about banana splits? What did I come into?
Well, he said, reward yourself.
Because I know when I start talking about rewarding yourself, I know where some people's minds going to go, right? Those unhealthy rewards, right?
That's what it is. Yeah. And see, I told him I got a banana split many weeks ago, and so he remembered that. I told him I rewarded myself with that big old banana split from Dairy Queen. And I did.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
Worth it.
It wasn't worth it, but I did enjoy it, Amy. I don't mind telling you. I did enjoy it. That was the best thing I'd had in a long, long time. And I ate every bite.
Every morsel. You.
Normally, I would share something like that with Jim, you know, a peanut butter parfait or that. But I didn't even tell him till after it was already eaten and gone.
I didn't get none of that banana split, I can tell you. I got none.
So I confessed. Yeah, confession is good for the soul. I came home and confessed to Jim that that's what I had done. You know, so Andrew. Hey to Andrew Oakley. Thank you for joining us, Mandy Roberts Wales, Anderson. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, I did confess to him. So, go ahead, Amy.
Oh, I was just going to ask you what warranted that reward. What did you work so hard to get that as a reward for yourself?
I don't remember. It's too long ago. But
only remembers the reward.
I just remember the reward and how good it was. Probably that I had gone to the gym twice that day is probably what it was. So I rewarded myself with that banana split.
Instant gratification.
Right. Exactly. Well, now you're no spring chicken yourself, but you are a cute little fit thing that I've IFBB Pro, Miss Women's Physique,
Women's Bodybuilding, let's just be clear. Bodybuilding.
Women's Bodybuilding, I'm so sorry. I said Women's Physique, didn't I? How old are you, Amy? Tell our audience how old you are.
How young I am?
Yes.
I didn't call in tonight to call old. I mean, you know, I know what the topic is, but damn. Let's see, this past July 27th, I turned 51. 5-1.
But now you look like you're about 35.
Well, thank you. Now you've made it all good.
Yes.
Yourself a banana split.
No, I'm not going to have a banana split tonight. I'm going to have something else, but I'm going to tell you what it is. But anyway, it's, you know, and you are IFBB Pro. You got into bodybuilding. You got into fitness. You're a trainer. You're still in it. Next time you're going to call us and we're going to put you live on Facebook with us.
All right.
So, when you do that, so we had Brockman on live with us a while ago and it turned out really good.
Cool.
Our audience has never seen you, Amy. You've been calling in all this for the last year and a half.
And I hadn't even thought about it.
They need to be able to see you too. But what advice are you going to give a 50-year-old starting out doing this? What can us old people do, Amy? Or us young people.
It's never too late. And the gym is the fountain of youth.
You're absolutely
so
right.
Age is just a number. Because I'll tell you, I mean, I got into fitness fairly young. I was in sports all growing up. But I got into fitness right as I was exiting Clemson. So that was, you know, back in 92. So, early 20s. But I didn't do my first bodybuilding competition until right after I turned 40.
Wow.
And, yes, I'd still been in fitness. I'd been teaching fitness, those kind of things. However, to do something, that was something I had an appreciation for from an artist perspective, but had never done it. And I was just like, you know, it's time for a new challenge. And I think I've shared a little bit about that. I won't get into that whole story. But you just got to keep challenging your body, regardless of how long you've been in fitness. And whenever you start, it's going to be your new challenge for yourself. And that's what really creates change. And you have to keep changing things up. I tell my clients, and I would tell somebody, whatever the age, that you have to be consistently inconsistent. So consistently going to the gym, but being inconsistent with the routine you have in that gym, so that your body is always guessing as to what is going to happen. Because otherwise, it's just going to adapt.
Yeah.
And if you just keep doing the same routine over and over and over, you might get changes at the get-go, and then you're going to stabilize and just maintain that same look or whatever your results are if you just stay stagnant in what you're doing. So you've got to be consistently inconsistent.
Change
and that
up.
Goes along with your face for fork to face form too, what you're eating. Yep.
Change it up. Shock the body.
Right.
And that, I'm finding that out now, you know, because I've been going to the gym, not being able to see much change. And I just had to say, I got to get somebody to help me here, you know, and get me back on track again, you know, kind of got off track a little bit, but back on it. And it's hard. It's not that fun at the beginning, but as we begin to see changes, you know, it'll be more fun. And as I begin to see, the changes in my body and the changes in my clothes, cause I want to look a certain way, Amy. I want to look like you.
You can set your bar higher than that, I'm sure, Maria.
You look pretty darn good. I just saw you last weekend at the MPC workshop in Lilburn, so I know. And you're so cute, and you're so full of energy. And, I mean, you're just a great ambassador for fitness. And that's why we have you call in every week.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll tell you one thing early. Like I said, I got into bodybuilding right after I turned 40, and I'm not calling these ladies old, okay, that I was competing against. I'm just saying they were in a different season of life. They were all grandmas, and they were beating me, like big time, beating me in competitions. And I was asking my coaches and the different people that I was, you know, my teammates, I'm like, how in the world is this possible that these older people are beating me? And they're like, said a girl, you just need to calm down because, you know, it takes a moment to put on muscle, and they're beating you with mature muscle.
That's
so
right.
That was when I really had the epiphany that age is just a number, and it does take time, and time can be in your favor, especially in the sport of bodybuilding. You actually get better as you age and progress through it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were at that event and we were in the promoters meeting, we were reminded when they were sharing some data that the biggest division in NPC right now is the masters division, the most popular division.
Yeah,
the masters division. I mean, the older people are staying in the sport. They're liking it. Hence, therefore, I have a 64-year-old on my calendar and a 69-year-old on my calendar.
That is so awesome.
But, you know, one of our viewers watching us on Facebook Live just posted a good point. A lot of the things that we're talking about tonight doesn't apply just to seniors. A lot of this applies to anyone who's interested in fitness. So, you know, don't think, well, I'm 20-something, I'm 30-something, none of this applies to me. That's not true. A lot of this applies to everyone.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, and I would say get started sooner so that you have a longer amount of time to start putting on and getting that mature muscle. You know what I'm saying? You start earlier, you're going to have a little bit more time on your side by just managing time better by getting in the gym. Go, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Well, let me say,
if you start
say
earlier,
this.
You're going to have a better foundation.
That's right. And let me say this, and Brittany really made me feel good yesterday because one of our calendar winners, their wife is a trainer, and she did a fitness assessment only yesterday, and she said, Miss Maria, I've never seen you without your with a tank top on, with a, you know, workout shirt on. And she said, you've got some mature muscle. You've got some muscle. You've got some lat. Yeah. And she, when I was doing the thing for and doing the exercise, the pull down, she said, oh my gosh, look at her lats, you know, and look at, you know, so even she, now she did say that they were covered up with some adipose tissue. And I, if I wanted to see more, if I wanted to see more muscle, I needed to get rid of some of the adipose tissue. Except she didn't say that.
Adipose.
She didn't say that word. I'm using it very, you know.
She used the F word.
She used the F word. Yes. She used the F word.
Oh. F-A-T.
I was
going to
say the three-letter F word.
Yes. Yes. The F-A-T word. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but at, you know, at the same time, she's right. Once that us, you know, we melt away the body fat, the muscle is there. Because I've built it over all these years since I was 14 years old when I picked up my first weight.
Yeah.
So, you know, good. That's the good thing about the fact that if you build the muscle, it's going to be there, you know, and you just have, you'll have good muscle memory, and muscle helps you to burn body fat.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to reiterate, was it burns calories at rest.
Absolutely.
And you want to keep more of it. And you've got to keep doing it. And here's why. Because, yeah, you know, I had to read this like 20 times when I was studying for my personal training exam a handful of years ago. But muscle starts to atrophy in 2 days. I was thinking it might be like 2 weeks. No, it's 2 days. And that's why we got to keep doing this thing. You can't just get the body you want and say you're done and stop. So you've got to. And as we age, I mean, we might start to have some limitations come up that decrease our amounts or our ability to move. So you want to hold on to that muscle as much as you can so that when, if and when those things happen or you have some things that might slow you down a little bit for just an interim of time, you've got the muscle on your side to help you burn through some of that stuff. So countless reasons to start to keep moving. You got to keep moving to keep moving.
That's right. And we were saying earlier before you called in, you know, for the seniors, do what you can, you know, and even if you even if you can't do some things that you could do 40 years ago, you can do something.
That's right.
And I always like to say, don't let what you can't do interfere with what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had to learn that lesson the last few months ever since my surgery, and I'm very limited on what I can do. And the doctor said, don't lift anything over 10 pounds. I'm like, okay, well, I can lift 10 pounds. And, you know, I asked him, I said, well, you know, how about, can I get on a bicycle? No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do anything except walk. Okay, well, I can walk. You know what I'm saying? So guess what? That's what I do. I walk, you know.
Yeah.
So for now, I'll do that.
Somebody
yeah.
Yep. Focus on the can.
Yes. And that's for everyone. Again, not just seniors, but for everyone. Do what you can. Do what you can and build, you know, because what you're doing now, you know, a month from now, you'll be doing a little more. And then a month after that, you'll be doing a little more weight or some more reps, more sets, whatever it is. You just keep on building. Keep getting stronger.
Or walking a little farther, maybe even the distance. Yeah, all those things. Progress.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, that's a great word, progress. You know, keep growing.
Well, Amy, thanks.
And to Maria's point, once you see the progress, you're going to get more excited about it and keep doing something to keep seeing results or more progress.
That's exactly right. Even just a little bit of progress, a little bit of change is exciting. And so don't give up. And even if you have a back slip and have a banana split, even if you do that, and I just don't know who would do that, but, you know, that doesn't mean that life is over or the fitness routine is crashed or your diet's crashed. You know, jump back on the bandwagon the next day. Don't just let that say, well, I'll give up now.
That's right.
And, you know, and many times, you know, I know that's a big thing for a lot of people, no matter what age they are, is the fact that they just want to give up. They'll have a bad day and have backslide and eat bad or whatever, and then they say, well, what the heck, I'll just give up, you know. But don't give up. Don't let your guard down. Stay with it and pursue your passions. Pursue your passions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. And my exercise buddy, Jim, I've been missing him since November, but I can't blame him you know, for my sadness and not going to the gym just because he didn't go.
But we did walk together the other night
on
the treadmills.
We walked together on the treadmill, and he's coming back. So to me, I think fitness is an investment, Jim, don't you think? I think I invested in my life early, and even though it's hard now, it's paying off.
It will pay dividends.
Mm-hmm.
It will pay dividends.
Well, and it's compound interest.
Amen.
Today builds on tomorrow and the next day and the next day, which is all the more reason when you think about it that way to try to stay more consistent in your efforts, even though you're mixing up your efforts in the gym, so that you're going to keep getting that, building that compound interest.
That's absolutely right. Well, Amy, we have reached our time limit. We've got to go. We've got to get off the air. But thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Amy.
Always enjoy it. Fun times. Y'all have a good night.
You
too, babe. Bye-bye. Well, a great show tonight, Jim. Thank you for being here with us. And thanks all of our listeners for joining us tonight. And great show.
I hope everyone enjoyed it.
I hope they did. Brockman and Amy Sutter, great guest.
Absolutely. Thanks to both of them for calling in and making it a great show. And everyone, remember to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.